Welcome back to Motown Mermies. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to celebrate our 500th Motown show by featuring all songs from the 1960s with a very little talk. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Last Night in the Pips, The Marvelettes, Jimmy Ruffin, The Miracles, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Stevie Wonder, The Spinners, The Contours, and The Elegants. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Marvin Gaye, Can I Get a Witness, right here on Motown. Oh,
Motown Memories. Motown Memories.
Motown Memory from the Marvelettes, Forever. It only reached number 78 in the pop charts, but it did hit number 24 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. It was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Locking Up My Heart. Before that, Last Night in the Pips, with I Heard Through the Grapevine. She came a year earlier than Marvin Gaye's number one hit. Her version reached number 2 in the pop charts, but did hit number 1 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. And we started with Marvin Gaye, Can I Get a Witness? Number 22 in the pop charts and number 15 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're celebrating our 500th Motown show by featuring 20 different Motown songs, 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s with very little talk. Well, so far this hour, we've heard 13 songs. Here comes the 14th with a great song from Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, right here on Motown.
A world filled with love is a wonderful sight. Being in love is one's heart's delight. But that look of love isn't on my face. That enchanted feeling has been replaced.
As I walk this land of broken, I'm
Dude!
with Tom Fallon.
With Uptight, Everything's All Right, and then reached number 3 in the United States pop charts, number 1 in the blues charts from 1965. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Shotgun, a great song reaching number 4 in the pop charts, number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1965. Before that, another song from 1965, The Miracles and Going to a Go-Go, and they reached number 11 in the pop charts, number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1965. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin and What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, number 7 in the pop charts and number 6 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're celebrating our 500th Motown show by featuring all songs from the 1960s with very little talk. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 17 different Motown songs and artists. Here comes the 18th with the Spinners, and I Will Always Love You, their first top 40 on Motown, right here on Motown Memories.
Darling, it's how my love, no matter where. Work, 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 well, you driving me crazy. Work, work, until the little bit
Belgians with Heaven Must Have Sent You, only reached number 50 on the pop charts, but number 9 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1966. Before that, the signature tune from the Contours and their only top 40 song on the Motown record label, Do You Love Me, reached number 3 on the pop charts, number 1 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1962. And we started with the Spinners and I'll Always Love You, reaching number 35 on the pop charts and number 8 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. Well, this hour, we celebrated our 500th Motown show by featuring 20 different Motown songs and 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s with very little talk. My thanks to all the radio stations that have carried Motown memories throughout the years, and you, the listeners, for making this show so successful. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.